How'd things look out there today, Troy?
It was good. Felt like the offense, we did okay today. You know, I would like to see us do a little better. But, you know, it was good competition. Another good day to get better.
Troy, how do you see the tight ends fitting into this spread offense? It's kind of a unique position to play in this spread offense.
I see it fitting in perfectly. They're both, you know, all our tight ends are athletic guys, can run, physical, can block, you know, do whatever we need them to do. So, you know, and it's like a mismatch out there, you know, when it's a safety coming down. Or whether it's a nickel or whatever it may be, you know, it's a mismatch. So, you know, we love those guys.
You got a couple of new receivers out there. Who are some of the guys that you're gelling well with at this point?
I feel like I'm coming along well with DC out there. You know, all the freshmen that just came in. Bronson Boyd. You know, all those guys. I feel like, you know, they're coming along real well. And, you know, we put a lot of work in the offseason, had all those guys come out and get some catches in. So, you know, I feel like everybody's, you know, we're all gelling together well.
If you could sum up practice today, what would be the main message?
Probably just, you know, finish a little better. I feel like we came out strong. And, you know, I would like to see us, you know, finish a little better against the D. But, you know, like I said, it's good competition. You know, I feel like, you know, today was, you know, good overall.
There's been a freshman quarterback out here that's been shadowing you the last couple of days. Tell me about his game. What is he like so far, Jason Schiller?
Oh man, he can run it, he can throw it. You know, he just got to, you know, get acclimated to the whole college system and everything. But I know when, you know, his name is called, his number is called, he's gonna go out there and do his thing. So you know, you guys got something to look forward to.
Would you describe him as a young Troy Williams?
Ooh. I don't know if he would like that, but I mean, you know,
when you're
I guess
starting quarterback university, that's not a bad thing to be.
I guess he could take after me a little bit. You know, no, he's coming along good though. It's good having him around.
Are you looking over your shoulder in this competition, or are you just looking straight ahead? How are you approaching? And are these guys pushing you?
I'm looking straight ahead, just trying to better myself each and every day, become a better leader out there vocally, and, you know, just trying to better myself every day, like I said, and just, you know, worry about, you know, what's ahead of me.
Are two guys pushing it out? You feel like Tyler and Cooper?
Oh, yes, it's a good competition. You know, those are two good quarterbacks. You know, we've been battling for a while now, so, yes, yeah, it's a great competition.
How's Armand looking a few practices that you guys have
done? Oh, yeah, he's looking good. You know, he's looking like, you know, Armand from last season, looking even better. It looked like he, you know, got his fresh legs back. He came back from his injury very well. And, you know, he's taking a limited rest, you know, just taking it one step at a time. But, you know, I know he'll be full go by the season, ready to go.
Going back to last year, were you surprised to see him step in and do so well?
I was shocked a little bit because he's kind of quiet. You know, you don't really hear him a lot. You know, he just kind of, you know, stays to himself and, you know, just goes out there and works. But as soon as he got out there and I seen his demeanor and the way he ran the ball, you know, I knew he was all about business. And, you know, he emerged as a great back for us last year.
Coach Whittingham said that Zach Moss is pushing him for that starting spot too. I mean, what are you seeing from him? And do you sense anything that way, or who are you giving that to?
Yeah, those are two great backs. I feel like, you know, either one of them could start any given day. You know, it's going to be a big rotation, I feel like, regardless. So it'll be good to, you know, like I said, like a two-headed monster, it'll be good to, you know, get both of those guys in there.
How do tight ends factor into your offense?
They factor it very well. You know, it's a mismatch out there with a linebacker safety or a nickel. You know, our tight ends have speed and they're physical. So, you know, they'll go up and get it if we give them a chance.
They were hampered last year with injuries. I mean, how frustrating is that to know that they can be a much bigger presence in that offense, but not to have them, but now to have them back this year?
Yeah, it was very frustrating just knowing, you know, all the possibilities. Not a plays, you know, I know they could have made for us, but, you know, we got them back this year, fully healthy, ready to go, and I know they're excited to get out there, too, and they're very anxious, and, you know, I can't wait to get out there and get to work with them.
Your evaluation of Carrington?
He's doing great so far. You know, he's coming along with the playbook well. He's out there competing. You know, that was his main goal, just coming here and compete, you know, get better every day. And I feel like he's attacking the ball, you know, very well. We got some good DBs out there, too, so it's good competition for him.
How's your offensive line joined together with all the new starters?
I feel like coming along good. Coach Harden does a great job, you know, coaching up the old block. You know, like I said, I don't really see too much of a drop off from last year. You know, O-Block, you know, great competitors, and they lead the offense. You know, we follow those guys, so I feel like doing good so far.
Coach Whittingham said yesterday you really stood out. What do you think you did well that had him to be able to say that?
I'm just trying to come out here and, you know, be myself, you know, get better every day. Like I said, trying to lead more vocally. I think that's what he wants to see from me, you know, go out there, you know, be more of a vocal leader. I'm kind of, you know, quiet when it, you know, every now and then. I like to lead by example, but, you know, that's been one of my main focuses this year, you know, be more of a vocal leader and, you know, just, you know, continue to be myself.
Is that easier because you're in your second year?
A little bit. I feel like, yeah, I kind of earned some stripes last year, I would say. And, you know, I put in some work, you know, to earn my teammates' trust. Uh-huh. And, you know, I feel like once you earn that trust, you know, you can go out there and lead those guys even easier.
Are you sure, or how sure are you that you have the trust of Troy Taylor right now to where it needs to be?
I feel like I have his trust. I feel like he trusts, you know, all of us at quarterback. We've been, you know, working hard on the playbook, and he's been he's on his heart in the film room and on the field. So, you know, I feel like he has great confidence in all of us.
They're hesitant to say that you're the number one. They always say you're in the lead, mm-hmm. but they don't say you're the definitive starter. Is that any motivation factor for you?
You know, like I said, I just try to come out, you know, be myself every day, you know, get better. I'm not really worried about, you know, who they think is number one or number two or whatever it may be. You know, I just come out, you know, do what I can with my reps and, you know, try to, you know, lead my team.
So that's pretty much the way it's been since you've been here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely, I would say. Just, you know, that's just my mindset, you know, ever since I've been playing football, you know, just go out and, you know, yeah. be myself and get better.
What is it, the Llama All-Star? I know the Llama was a mile, but what is it, the Llama All-Star?
It's just my neighborhood. You know, it used to be a little clothing store, you know, right around the corner from my house. You know, it just represents my city, you know, everybody, you know, inside of my neighborhood, whether, you know, rapping, you know, playing sports, school, whatever it may be, you know, we all back each other and we all love each other in our neighborhood.
Yeah, because I got one that says Pedro All-Star
okay.
on my back. Just, I'm a rapper.
Okay, yeah, you know, it's all good. We support each other, you know, whatever it is, man. We just want to, you know, push a positive influence.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you,
Jay. Thanks, Jay.
No problem.